Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
How did you take JOK's TikTok post where it basically was talking about, you know, an old star that got shut down, but then came back brighter than ever,
yeah.
And everyone just assumed that means he's going to come back and play football soon.
I got confused at first. I thought I was reading like one of those TikTok inspirational posts,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, what Tony Robbins imposter do we have here now? Oh, no, that's JOK. I'm still convinced he's just never going to play again, but I would love to see him obviously get in a spot. Could you imagine if it was Schlesinger and JOK back on the field together?
Yeah, I it's one of those things where if most athletes like to do the inspirational thing and most of them seem to be full of crap, JOK is not that guy.
So I've been told he is a very, very big reader.
Yeah.
He reads everything.
And a genuine like old soul good dude.
Yeah, for sure. But like all he does is he just reads a bunch of books, and he's very intellectual, and he's very that message didn't surprise me in the slightest bit based off of what I've known about his personal life.
He's the only piece missing to this defense and maybe a nickel corner. I'm not gonna get incredibly hopeful about this, but I hope it happens, because that would just be the coolest thing in the world.
It'd be great. I mean, think
I just
about
can't
it.
Take it to the bank right now.
No, I just think we're getting way too ahead of ourselves. I've already casted that ship out to sail, and if it happens to be a spot where he can come back and play, then awesome. But for right now, I just don't get my hopes up for that.
We are asking you guys, do the Browns owe it to Joe Flacco to let him cook before benching him? I think they owe it to Joe Flacco. I think they owe it to that locker room. I think they might owe it to the fans. And I think Kevin probably owes it to himself. Let's go with Steve in Cleveland, which will now be known as Steveland. Welcome to the show, Steve.
How are you doing?
Doing very well. What you got
Hi,
for
Steve.
Us?
My problem with the Browns right now, their offense is really boring. And it's really boring because it looks like it's a Tommy Rees-ran offense. And I say that because he's always ran a Brian Kelly-style offense. And it's a run on first down, run on second down, always on the inside, short passes, just it's boring. And that's honestly my take on it.
So it is, and I think you're pointing at something I actually really agree with. If you're boring and good, no one cares.
Yeah, that's
true.
But
if you're boring and bad, it's really the worst thing you can do in the NFL. So much of what was fun about 2023 is Joe took over for PJ Walker and DTR.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we were getting big chunk plays, big throws down the yard, right? And it wasn't just Amari Cooper. Elijah Moore had one of his best games in Cleveland then. David Njoku built basically a damn career based off the last eight games of that year. And it just, yes, this is a town that is defense first. And we love blue-collar football. You know what else we love? Putting points on that board.
Yeah.
And the Browns are the wrong mix of entertaining and not good.
The influence of Tommy Rees on this, and I think it's an interesting question, because like going into the season, we wondered what, if anything, his imprint would be on there. I think it's the pre-snap motion. I mean, that's definitely something that Tommy Rees put an emphasis on, and so you've seen it now. They do 50% of their plays so far this season has been using pre-snap motion, which is the highest we've ever seen Stefanski use it.
Yeah, what's interesting about that is, because Kevin, that's been kind of a knock on Kevin, is that even when we tried to use pre-snap motion, it led to a lot of penalties. The Browns have been mostly devoid of those kind of penalties. But remember, that 50% number, week one, it was like 70%. So the biggest change from like week one to week two was they still used it more than they have previously.
Yeah.
But there was a significant drop off in pre-snap motion, which I think might have only complicated your issues.
And I would imagine this week is going to be very similar to what you saw week two as opposed to week one, just based off of the teams that you're playing. Like, because the Packers defense is so good, the same way the Ravens defense is so good.
216-474-0092. Let's go with... I was going to go there.
What happened there?
Let's go with Mark in Cleveland.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, you just stole my thunder in a way. Like, talking about how different it was the first time we had Flacco, and we wanted him back so bad the next year, and now we got him back, and it looks like Deshaun Watson's quarterback again. It looks like the same thing from last year. Nothing. I mean, these guys, like you said, boring and clueless. Like, they can't score points. They just look terrible. Why isn't Flacco doing something? I mean, I gave Flacco I gave him a break for last week. He had a lot going on, man. He went to Baltimore to celebrate an MVP Super Bowl winner, and he's going to turn around and play quarterback for the Browns. I give him a flyer. He looked tired. He looked like he was out of it. Didn't look like himself. So I'm hoping this week it'll be different. That's all I can hope for.
Mark, we appreciate you. Thank you so much, buddy.
Sounds like Mark's giving the old Peterlin pass
there.
It
does sound like there's a Peterlin pass.
Do you get a pass just for the idea that you went back and celebrated a 30th anniversary of the Ravens?
Yeah, if you're 40.
If you're 40.
Yeah. It was an age-related thing. Here's what I'll say. The whole reason you went back to the old offense and the old blocking scheme was this is where you'd had success. And so maybe we shouldn't have seen... Maybe we should have expected a tougher jump out of the gates here than maybe we did going into it. I don't know. I think so much the benefit is almost all the guys who were here in the old blocking scheme are still here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Almost all the guys that ran the offense 2 years ago, sans Jerry Jeudy or the rookies, they're still here. I think it's really, I don't put it on Tommy Rees. Kevin's the play caller. And so it's some mix of Kevin is the play caller. And
I mean, that's the first stray I think I've heard towards Tommy Rees in this entire endeavor anyway.
We never blamed Alex Van Pelt, is all I'm going to say.
We did blame Ken Dorsey, though.
Well, yeah, because he was...
We did. We got there. But he actually got to call the plays, so it was a little bit different.
And it was his offense.
Yeah.
But I think that's the thing that's most alarming, is this was supposed to be a seamless transition back to the old offense, and there's been... Not only has it not been seamless, it's been boring, bland, not interesting, not explosive, and it's tough to find, like, how are they going to get better? I do think the offensive line is getting better, even if it's just the interior. It's still not good enough. I don't think it's all the wide receiver or all the pass catchers. I think the running game is getting a little bit better, but it's like...
And it's kind of with Judkins, too, by the way, just in general.
You're making incremental progress when you need leaps, bounds, and light year jumps.
Yeah, and I think the only way you get that is by letting Joe Flacco go back to being the Joe Flacco that we've known for 18 years. I think doing that is a big step forward, but we'll see. You know, back's against the wall. Let's see what they do.
Do the Browns owe it to Joe Flacco to let him cook before benching him? Aditi Kinkabwala in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.